بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون. Truly, to a happy state shall attain the believers. الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. Those who humble themselves in their prayer. والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. And who turn away from all that is frivolous. والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون. And who are intent on inner purity. The note: literally working for or active in behalf of inner purity, which is the meaning of zakah in this context. Zamakhshari, the same interpretation has been advanced by Abu Muslim in parentheses. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. And who are mindful of their chastity. Note: literally, who guard their private parts. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Not giving way to their desires with any but their spouses, that is, those whom they rightfully possess through wedlock, for then, behold, they are free of all blame. Note: literally, or those whom their right hands possess, أو وملكت أيمانهم, أيمانهم. Most of the commentators assume unquestioningly that this relates to female slaves, and that the particle "aw" in parentheses "or" denotes a permissible alternative. This conventional interpretation is, in my opinion, inadmissible, inasmuch as it is based on the assumption that sexual intercourse with one's female slave is permitted without marriage, an assumption which is contradicted by the Quran itself. In parentheses, C4:3, 24:25, and 24:32, with the corresponding notes. End parentheses. Nor is this the only objection to the above mentioned interpretation, since the Quran applies the term believers to men and women alike, and since the term azwaj, or spouses, too, denotes both the male and the female partners in marriage, there is no reason for attributing to the phrase ma malakat aymanuhum the meaning of their female slaves. And since, on the other hand, it is out of the question that female and male slaves could have been referred to here, it is obvious that this phrase does not relate to slaves at all, but has the same meaning as in 4:24, namely those whom they rightfully possess through wedlock. See note 26 on 4:24. So 4:24 is basically Surah 4, verse 24. With the significant difference that in the present context this expression relates to both husbands and wives who rightfully possess one another by virtue of marriage. On the basis of this interpretation, the particle aw, which precedes this clause, does not denote an alternative or, but is rather in the nature of an explanatory amplification, more or less analogous to spouses, that is, those whom they rightfully possess through wedlock. CF, a similar construction in 25:62, for him who has the will to take thought, that is, literally, or has the will to be grateful. فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Whereas such as seek to go beyond that limit are truly transgressors. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, and who are faithful to their trusts and to their pledges. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, and who guard their prayers from all worldly intent. أولئك هم الوارثون, it is they who shall be the inheritors. الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون, that will inherit the paradise and therein shall they abide. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. Now indeed we create man out of the essence of clay. Note, the frequent Quranic references to man's being created out of clay or out of dust, or as in this instance, quote, out of the essence sulala of clay, end quote, point to the fact that his body is composed of various organic and inorganic substances existing on or in the earth, as well as to the continuous transmutation of those substances through the intake of earth-grown food into reproductive cells. Parenthesis Razi, thus stressing man's humble origin and hence the debt of gratitude which he owes to God for having endowed him with a conscious soul. The past tense in verses 12 to 14, literally, we have created, we have caused him to remain, and parenthesis emphasizes the fact that all this has been ordained by God and has been happening again and again ever since man was brought into being by him. In the above context, this recurrence is brought out best by the use of the present tense. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ, and then we cause him to remain as a drop of sperm in the womb's firm keeping. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَعْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. And then we create out of the drop of sperm a germ cell. And then we create out of the germ cell an embryonic lump. And then we create within the embryonic lump bones. And then we clothe the bones with flesh. And then we bring all this into being as a new creation. hallowed, therefore is God the best of artisan. Literally, as another creature existing independently of the mother's body. Literally, the best of creators, as Tabari points out, the Arabs applied the designation creator to every artisan, Sani, a usage also current in European languages with reference to the creation of works of art and imagination. Now, since God is the only creator in the real primary sense of the of this word, the phrase Ahsan al-Khalikin must be understood in the secondary sense of the term Khalik. Cf. Taj al-Arus art khalaq. End parentheses. Thumma innakum ba'da thalika lamayitun. And then behold, after all this, you are destined to die. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ يُبْعَثُونَ. And then behold, you shall be raised from the dead on Resurrection Day. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعَ طَرَائِقَ وَمَا كُنَّا عَنِ الْخَلْقِ غَافِلِينَ. And indeed, we have created above you seven celestial orbits, and never are we unmindful of any aspect of our creation. Literally, note, literally seven paths, which may signify the orbits of the visible planets, or, as the classical commentators assume, the seven heavens, in parentheses, i.e. cosmic systems, and parentheses repeatedly spoken of in the Quran. In either case, the number 7 is used metonymically, indicating multiplicity. See in this connection note 20 on 2 colon 29 or verse 2, I'm sorry, Surah 2 verse 29. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّا عَلَى ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ. And we send down water from the skies in accordance with the measure set by us, and then we cause it to lodge in the earth. But behold, we are most certainly able to withdraw this blessing. فَأَنشَعْنَا لَكُمْ بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَوَاكِهُ كَثِيرَةٌ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. And by means of this water, we bring forth for you gardens of date palms and vines, wherein you have fruit abundant, and whereof you eat.
وَالشَّجَرَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ طُورِ سَيْنَاءَ تَنْبُتُ بِالدُّحْنِ وَالدِّبْغِ لِلْعَاكِلِينَ. وَالشَّجَرَةً تخرج من طور سيناء تنبت بالدحن وصبغ للآكلين.
As well as a tree that issues from the lands adjoining Mount Sinai, yielding oil and relish for all to eat. Note, to Mount Sinai, the olive tree native to the lands around the eastern Mediterranean, where so many pre-Quranic prophets here symbolized because of its sacred associations by Mount Sinai, lived and preached.
وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْعَنْعَامِ لَإِبْرَةً نُسْكِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهَا وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِئُ كَثِيرَةٌ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ.
And behold, in the cattle too, there is indeed a lesson for you. We give you to drink of that milk which is within their bellies, and you derive many other uses from them, for you eat of their flesh.
وَعَلَيْهَا وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ تُحْمَلُونَ.
And by them, as by the ships over the sea, you are borne over land.
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ.